show, baby.
What?
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Dave Schneier.
I'm Dave Festini.
And we are live and in person in North Carolina in the Rock Room East, and we're recording another Versus episode. Now, the last one we recorded was, that was a crazy one. It was really nuts.
Yeah, it was.
It was a rough one.
Yeah.
So, for this one, I decided that I would let the guys pick the bout. I have a lot of things lined up, and I'm going to throw them out there so you guys can hear them, and then the guys will decide, and you guys have to like convince each other, maybe okay. This one, maybe that one. Okay, the first possible one is called comebacks. The second is 90s. The third is these two idiots. The fourth is soundtracks, and the fifth is something that we've never, ever done before.
Wow.
I know, that makes it sound like, oh, what are we going to do? Are we getting tattoos?
I mean, we're drinking ginger beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now we're drinking ginger. Now, the last record we had the PB&J beer.
Yeah.
And now we decided to move on to bourbon and ginger beer.
It's quite the combo.
How's it taste?
Good.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Let me try.
That's really nice. It's refreshing.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah.
It's nice. It is nice. It's a good ginger beer.
I'm intrigued by those two idiots.
I am too.
Okay.
But I'm also intrigued by something we've never done before. But I'm afraid that Pat will pull out, like, we're going to do five fucking albums.
No, yeah. No, I will tell you this. Let me see. Everyone I named, they're all two albums except for one is three albums with 10 tracks.
I don't want to.
Every other one is two albums.
I don't think we do comebacks.
I mean, they're all.
They're all good categories. They could easily. Like 90s. I kind of like the idea of 90s. Also intrigued by soundtrack.
Because I feel you guys are more 90s music than I am. So I feel like I need to give you your due sometimes. So that one's there too. And, you know, all these will eventually be done. But
those two idiots.
We're just talking about what one to do tonight.
Well, those two idiots means it's two albums.
Or it's you and I.
Yeah, you guys have to fight.
It could be it. I don't know.
Let's narrow it down to two, and I'll flip a coin.
All right, that sounds fair.
I think we go those two idiots.
Okay.
I go those two. My choice would be those two idiots and the 90s.
Oh, you're abandoning soundtracks? I thought you
yeah.
were.
Yeah, are you in on soundtracks? What's your other choice? Because you could sway me as well.
But two idiots sounds like a lock right now for
yeah,
one of the
two
choices.
Idiots is definitely one of them.
One of the
I
choices.
Like the you've never done that before, but my fear is that it is the three album one.
Let's do it then.
And
let's,
it's almost
let's,
midnight.
On. Let's pick it. Those two.
No, we're going to do it eventually.
No, but those two tonight. Come on.
Oh, so what?
The two choices are those two idiots and we've never done it
okay,
before.
Okay, fine. What's heads?
Because those are the most intriguing. Heads is two idiots. Tails is we've never idiots. Done it before.
You going to let it hit the floor?
What is it?
Heads is two
heads
idiots.
Is
yeah,
two
heads
idiots.
Is two idiots.
It's heads.
All right.
You see that?
All right.
Two idiots.
Didn't cheat. Although I don't know why I would cheat. I have no skin in the game.
None.
Right.
What does that mean, by the way? No skin in the game.
Do you want me to look it up and tell you?
I don't know. Look it up because I have to go get my score sheets.
Oh, okay.
You're
all right. No
you're
skin in the
game. You're a walking encyclopedia.
Normally I know these weird little things, but not this one. No skin. The game meaning. It's. I hope it's not gross.
It's probably horribly racist or something.
Where does it come from?
It could be.
Where does it...
I it has something to do with your penis.
This expression, rooted in
like
business and gambling,
highlights
the gap between those who merely talk or give advice and those who actually live it with outcomes.
I thought you were in it. You said gap. My... it's the alcohol.
Already?
You said gap, and I immediately went to the taint. But why would it... That's why the kids don't listen.
Wow.
In the phrase, skin refers to an investment, literal or figurative, and game is the metaphor for actions on the field of play under discussion. That's terrible.
But it's not the, that's not the origin. I'm looking for the origin. I know what it means. What's the origin of it? How many times can I say origin?
Origin.
Too many times.
All right. You guys ready to start this up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not going to find out we'll what find the origin is. Okay.
You can, keep looking. I don't mean to stop your fun.
It's homework for everyone.
We are recording, though. All right.
Like that you had to check.
Yeah. You guys chose those two idiots.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I just want to play the two songs. As soon as I play this first song, you'll know who the two idiots are.
Okay.
All right. This song is from 1982, an album that went gold and went to number 17 in the USA.
Okay.
Here we go.
Suckers walk, money talks, but it can't touch my three lock box.
Jesus.
That's one of the idiots.
I might be regretting my choice.
Hey.
All right, idiot number one in the ring is Mr. Sammy Hagar. Oh, that is from the album Three Lock Box, released December 6th, 1982. What idiot could he go up against? Maybe Diamond David Lee Roth with an album that was released in 1988. It sold 1 million copies.
He's not an idiot.
And that, who?
Dave.
Oh, he's an idiot.
I take issue with the Dave being an idiot.
Wow.
All right. Well, while you're thinking about that, here's Knuckle Bones. That's the bourbon. All right. It's Three Lock Box versus Knuckle Bones. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing. Sammy Hagar, again, this album went gold, number 17 in the USA. David Lee Roth's album Skyscraper sold 1 million copies, went to number 6 in the USA. So after years of being on Capitol Records, Sammy Hagar was signed to Warner Brothers, and Three Lock Box was his second album on Warner Brothers. After leaving Van Halen, Skyscraper was David Lee Roth's second solo album on Warner Brothers. And they're both 10 tracks, and they're both albums by a couple of knuckleheads or idiots. So, Festini, is it Three Lock Box or is it Knuckle Bones?
What the hell is a Three Lock Box?
I think, now, here's what I think it is.
Yeah.
Because I've often wondered it. I think it's a guitar case. Because a guitar case
has three locks
on it. That's what I think it is. I don't know if that's true. I don't want to look it up because I'm sure it's something stupid that Sammy came up with.
I think it's just a box with some shit in it. Because
could be.
That's what we're listening to.
I was going to say, in that box, is this song in there?
This song is awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
Musically, lyrically, it's garbage.
And that's your lead fucking
shit. Well, it's,
song.
It's the title track.
It shines
guys.
A spotlight on what a shitty songwriter he can be. Jesus Christmas.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah. This is going to be a good round.
It makes fucking Knucklebones sound like, you know,
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. My well, God.
So, what, dare I say, what are you voting for?
Knucklebones. Yeah. Right,
Knucklebones. Knucklebones from Knuckleheads.
God, damn it.
All right, Dave Schneier, Three Log Box.
It's Alex.
Was it, wait, second album for Warner Brothers?
And yes.
For Sammy?
Yes.
Go ahead. No, keep going. No, you're fine.
I just saw Sammy Hagar live.
Did he play this?
It was an unbelievable, the show is so good, but he's playing, majority of his stuff is from the Van Halen, his Van Halen
album. No kidding, right.
The Best of All Worlds tour.
And it's so, the energy's great. He sounds great. He's got Michael Anthony there. They're kicking it.
Kenny Aronoff.
Kenny Aronoff.
Really? Wow.
I thoroughly enjoyed, so much so that I bought, at a discount,
a Sammy Hagar live album.
I bought the live album that they recorded at the Vegas residency that they did last year. But this is shit.
Yeah.
This is garbage.
Yeah. Okay. That's
okay. Awesome. Sorry.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You think Warner Brothers at this point is like, what the fuck did we just do?
Oy.
Now, this is one song in, guys.
I'm aware of that, and it is terrible. It's your first song, and it's your
Suckers
title track.
Rock. Money talks, but it can't touch my three-lock box.
Great.
I don't want to touch your three-lock box.
Nobody wants to touch your three-lock box. Knucklebones? Knucklebones?
Knucklebones.
Knucklebones. Doesn't matter.
You feel it right
doesn't
down to your knucklebones.
Yeah. Fine. It's at least it's like coherent, and it's... There's a good rockness to it. It's it flows better than the Hagar song. Just, why am I going on about this?
Yeah, there's nothing to
pick apart with it. It's Knucklebones all the way.
It might be the easiest choice you've ever made in a versus.
It could be
ever.
That is a terrible Sammy Hagar. Warner Brothers should take him out back and shoot him for that song.
When he brings the tape to Warner Brothers, like the minute they just hear the opening, they should just hit stop and tell him to go home. Go back.
It's not working.
You can sign with whoever you want. We will release you.
You can have the masters.
Like, it's like when a sports player is a free, like that you release them and you're like, we know we have to eat the salary and that's okay. We're willing to do it because you're so shitty. That's what Warner Brothers should have done.
We put your contract in a three-lock box. And when you bring us an album that doesn't suck, we'll open it up.
All right. Two for Knucklebones.
Yeah.
Three-lock box. Whatever. Knucklebones, though, it's the vocals all over the place. The recorded vocals like, near the zombie moon, Knucklebones, out of there. It's like everywhere.
He shouldn't have kept Ted around for this one. But
at least we who produced
this album?
David and Steve Vai.
Dave and Steve Vai. And who produced Three Lock Box?
Who gives a shit?
Keith Olsen.
Really?
Keith Olsen.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Wow.
All right. So
they play I don't know if you have Sirius XM or not, but they have a channel that's called, they have the two classic rock channels, Classic Vinyl, which is the older stuff.
Yep.
Classic
Rewind,
which is the cassette era, which is the stuff I like.
Okay.
And then they have Classic Rewind Deep Tracks.
Okay.
Which is a winner, right?
Yeah.
They must play the same 10 songs over and over again. And one of them is that fucking song that you just played by Sammy Hagar.
Really?
And
Three-lock box.
Boop, done, gone. I'm next stage. I don't give a shit what's next.
Suckers.
I will
luck.
Listen to anything other than that garbage.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Oh, by the way, it's a knockout round for Knucklebones.
Good. Okay.
So, David Lee Roth has 3, Sammy 0. It's anyone's ballgame.
Anyone's.
All right, here we go. Let's see if Sammy can win any favor with you two with Remote Love.
Oh, my God. The title is dumb.
Hit.
I tried to reach you, but you're too far away.
What the sweet hell was that?
Some keyboard.
What is happening? happening?
Oh my God.
But my antenna finally made connection.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's not the line, is it?
It is.
Oh, yes, it's the line. I can't make that shit up.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right. My antenna made the connection?
Yeah. Last night I almost lost connection.
Uh huh.
But my antenna, wait, reception.
Yeah.
But my antenna finally made connection.
Let me guess, Sammy.
It's a long distance relationship, guys. Mm. It's remote love.
Uh-huh.
And the antenna is his dick, right? Is that?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be.
All right.
It is. It is.
Oh.
God. All right. Man, he keeps phoning it in on this one. He's just like,
Here comes David Lee Roth with a song that went to number six.
Great.
Just Like Paradise.
You can stop the song now and I'll tell you what my vote is.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Let's give Diamond Dave his due.
Yeah.
Before we vote, I just want to say that Knuckle Bones was co-written with David Lee Roth and the Bissonette Brothers. So there's a Rick Springfield connection. And then Sammy's album is, again, produced by Keith Olsen. So that's a Rick Springfield connection.
Written by the Bissonette Brothers?
Greg, Matt, and Roth wrote Knuckle Bones.
Really? Because Matt's not in the band yet.
He's not.
No.
Okay. But he wrote that song.
He is on A Little Ain't Enough.
Yes. But
interesting. I did not know that.
Just wanted to throw that down there. All right, Dave Schneier, is it Remote Love or is it...
I'm sorry. Finish your question, please.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is it Remote Love by Samuel Hagar
or
is it Just Like Paradise by David Lee Roth?
It's Just Like Paradise. And I know we are joking about how bad that Sammy Hagar song was and how easy this is, but it would like... This could be the shortest versus episode time-wise ever.
Maybe we'll do another one.
But I do want to just say that at first when Just Like Paradise... Was Just Like Paradise the first single off of this album,
yes.
I think?
Yeah, it's him doing the rock climbing.
I didn't appreciate it as much because you're coming off of Eat 'Em and Smile, which felt a little... harder,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
This song specifically has some great guitar work, but it felt a little more pop-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't appreciate it at first, but the more I listened to it, the more I mature, the more I really, really liked it. And so it's just, and you were saying like his vocals were sort of all over the place on the first one. They feel so much more focused and
locked in on this one.
It's a good song, good solid song. Even against maybe whatever the best song on this fucking Sammy Hagar album might be.
Okay.
It's David Lee Roth, easily.
All right.
I mean, Just Like Paradise is a pop rock masterpiece. It's just perfect. You got like some Beach Boys in there.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
It's so good. It's his answer to, 5150 comes out, which is much more commercially accessible.
Yep.
So he, came out swinging.
Yeah.
With
Paradise. I can do it too.
Versus this Sammy Hagar song, which is just. And this is it. And I know I've talked about this before, about how in his stupid book, he talks about how he was this. He talks about himself like he was some major act. He's this triple A superstar who did Van Halen a favor joining the band. Bullshit. Listen to this shit. Listen to this garbage. Van Halen
did him a favor.
Didn't go Sammy Hagar. The hell with that. This is why they're thinking about bringing in Patti Smyth because I heard this shit. And then they just changed their mind.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. So are we locked in on a vote yet?
Yeah, it's Dave.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hey, right. Can I ask you a quick question before you vote?
Because
I asked you this earlier.
You asked me about...
You brought up Patti Smyth of Van Halen considering bringing her in, right?
And that is true.
Mm-hmm. Did they also consider bringing Daryl Hall in? I had heard rumor that they thought... That there was rumor that Daryl Hall had either been offered it and he said no, or they had considered it.
I don't know if he was
offered. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's not a name I've ever heard, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay.
They're probably considering anyone.
Right.
I know they were considering Eric Martin. I don't know if you've ever heard that story.
Yes, I have. He got cold feet and didn't.
But also, Eddie called him up and said, "Hey, man, I really like your voice, but man, your new album, it's terrible.
It is bad.
It's really bad.
The one I think he's talking about, it's pretty terrible. I bought it.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, please.
All right. It's a knockout round for David Lee Roth. So, at the end of two rounds, David Lee Roth, 6. And Sammy Hagar,
-20.
Zero. But I also want to say, I don't hate Remote Love. I don't hate that song. And I don't really hate Three Lock Box either, but Dave's songs are better. Mm. All right?
Okay.
So now, here's where we go with it. Now this, get ready.
Okay, sure.
Get ready.
Oh, no. How could it get worse?
This Sammy Hagar song, this next one is called Remember the Heroes, and it's about the veterans.
Okay. Oh,
no. And it's co-written with Jonathan Cain, and it's a duet with Mike Reno from Loverboy.
Really?
So there's a lot of stuff going on here.
A lot of stuff.
So, and I'm gonna keep it playing until we hear friend of the show Mike Reno and friend of the show Sammy Hagar and enemy of the show Jonathan Cain.
Yeah.
Here we go. Remember the Heroes. Jonathan Cain also on keyboards and backing vocals. Not on the nose. Courage is the badge he wears, blinded by obsession. Wars are won by those who dare. The revelry still hurts him. Remember the hero. Oh my God. Fight for the right to choose.
It's a beer commercial.
That one is 6 minutes long.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's 6 minutes. Hey, you can't talk about the Vietnam War in 2 minute.
Is that
song.
What the song is about? Is it the Vietnam War?
It's one of the wars. All right. So that's a lot. That's a lot of people in the ring helping Sammy out. We got Jonathan Cain.
They didn't help.
And Mike Reno. And I thought Dave Fristine was going to have a heart attack.
Mike Reno. Mike is Canadian, right?
Anything against Mike Reno.
Yeah.
All right. That he chose to do this.
Here comes David Lee Roth with the song. I don't even know what this song is, but let's hear it. It's The Bottom Line.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No. We're still remembering.
Hold on.
We're in minute four.
Minute four of Remember the Heroes. All right.
Oh, God.
The Bottom Line.
We'll be right back.
Hmm.
All right, Dave Fastini's going crazy over there, drumming on his legs,
really?
And his, playing his dick, and it's just crazy. So, what do you? By the way, it's after midnight here at North Carolina.
Yeah,
apparently we're letting it all hang out.
It's rock solid after dark. What do you got for me? Is it Remember the Heroes? Do you like the vet? Are you against the vets?
No.
Or is it the bottom
line?
Do
you know how hard it is? Do you know how hard it is to record a song about the veterans of our nation and have it suck ass?
Yeah.
Do you know, in the 80s, no less.
In the 80s, yeah. In the
80s. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah. I get it.
This is like from Iron Eagle 9, this fucking song.
That's a good reference.
It's nice. Awful. Oh, and the production sucks. This is Keith Olsen,
who's produced Fleetwood Mac and Rick Springfield.
And he's one of the premier producers of the era.
Yeah.
This album sounds like shit. It's almost as if the equipment was like, fuck this. We're not doing it.
We're not helping.
You're not, unplug us. We're not doing this.
We are
this.
Not helping at all.
So, anything. An album of John Cougar Mellencamp's grandmother would win against this horse shit. It's Dave. My vote is for Dave.
Okay. One for the bottom line.
Good Lord.
So you bring up a really interesting point about writing a song about our veterans, our military, our hero. Like, look at what Billy Joel did with Goodnight Saigon.
Oh, well, that's a masterpiece.
I understand it's a masterpiece. But he could have fucked that up, but he didn't. But he didn't.
Well, Billy Joel didn't fuck up much when it came to songwriting.
No, but...
I mean, I don't know if that's fair.
Okay.
Billy Joel's one of the greatest songwriters. Compare him to Barney, the fucking purple dinosaur.
I understand. But I'm really not trying to help Sammy here at all, is like, you're basically saying, you in the 80s, you fucked up a song about heroes.
Yeah.
Then there's, take note from what Billy Joel did.
Yeah.
Don't take it from him. Don't steal it from him. But understand that you can write a good song about veterans and about appreciation for our veterans and our heroes. And but you didn't do that. Mm-mm. You didn't. Not even close.
Stranger in a foreign land.
Oh, you know, he was down. so Hagar, ridiculous. By the way, Hagar was in D.C. for the 4th of July. He was supposed to perform.
Rained out.
I don't know if it was for the America 250 or
the Freedom 250
or whatever.
It wasn't for the Trump thing.
Was he going to fucking play this song?
Probably.
Oh!
Who knows? He's forgotten that this song
is. I don't know.
Stranger in a foreign land.
Mark my vote for David Lee Roth.
It really sounded like those Bud Light guys with the Survivor singer singing.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God.
You know who that
guy is?
When
you're back from a hard war, you're ready for a Bud Light.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Not too bad.
Nice. All right, after three rounds.
By the way, what I like about it, it sounds like Shy Boy almost. This was like Shy Boy Part 2 kind of thing.
Part 2.
All right, it's a third knockout round.
Reserve getting at me.
Third knockout round for David Lee Roth. Yeah. Let me read the score because Dave Fastini will laugh.
Score.
David Lee Roth 9. Sammy Hagar 0.
Is this going the way of the Beatles and the Beach Boys?
Well, I don't want to say
anything. Even the Beach Boys got one round. Didn't they get a vote?
I'm not saying that Sammy may get one later, but...
I mean, look, if Sammy doesn't get this round, I will be shocked.
Okay.
I'm not even going to say the song title. I think you'll know it.
The Sammy song?
Yeah, I think you know it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy went to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. And here comes David Lee Roth with the title track from Skyscraper. The song is called Skyscraper.
Hmm.
Dave Schneier and I have both put more bourbon into our glass. Peer pressure tells Dave Festini he must do the same thing.
A little behind each ear as well.
The Sammy album's making me drink.
And there's more ginger beer in the fridge if you need it.
Yes. All right.
Skyscraper off to a slow start.
Like a mad scientist.
I know. Mixing the drinks.
I can hear the sound of the North Star calling, calling, calling. Turn your high beams on.
Stay on my way.
I'm falling, 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 falling.
And spinning, spinning, turning, turning.
This is Ultra Drive.
The beginnings of great things
cannot be seen
by your naked eye.
Pretty cool in the headphones, gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Skyscraper.
All right, Dave Schneier, is it Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy, or is it the title track Skyscraper?
First time I actually have to think about it. Skyscraper, you said, like, it sounds really cool in headphones. I feel like I'm great with when an artist tries to go a little different or tries something, you know, off the beaten path. It just sounds a little forced, a little like, I'm an idiot and I don't get things sometimes and I just don't get the song. Like, okay. It doesn't connect with me. And the Hagar one is just fine. Like, it's a good solid it's a good solid rock track.
AOR rock track.
Okay. It's just a good solid rock track.
He's to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100.
He's not trying to sound witty or stupid or whatever. It's just it's a very good basic rock song. So my vote's for Sammy Hagar.
All right, one for Sammy. What do you got, Festini?
I think Dave, this is where he kind of falls into this song is like a Steve Vai song where Dave is a guest vocalist.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. That's a good call.
That's an interesting point.
You know, and I don't think the people who liked the raw energy of Eat 'Em and Smile listened to it and they were kind of like, what the fuck is this? I personally like that. I like that song. I like that he was kind of experimenting and trying to do different things. But the Sammy Hagar song, and I'm assuming this song was written by Sam.
Yeah.
It does prove that he is capable of writing a decent song.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite solo Sammy songs. Like when I made a Van Hagar playlist, this song makes the playlist.
Sure.
And it's going to kill me to do it.
Well, it shouldn't kill you if it's the better song.
No, no, no. Come on.
I was really hoping for a goose egg.
You were really hoping, weren't you?
But I got to vote for Sammy here.
Okay.
Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy is just a great, you know. Yeah. It's a solid tune.
Yeah, the David Lee Roth songs, it's all over the place for me. It sounds cool in the headphones, but I never enjoyed it with the CD in the car the way I just enjoyed it right now. And I've always loved Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy. I love it so much that I can't believe that when he joined Van Halen, that they didn't play this.
They didn't? Okay. Yeah.
Like, they never played this live, and I think Eddie could have, you know, added a lot to it, and I think it would have been a cool tune. And it was a big hit for him at number 13 for him. So it's a knockout round.
With Michael Anthony singing background vocals on that one, it would sound really good.
Sammy Hagar was a top artist before he joined.
I know. This album was gold.
Yeah.
So.
Fucking toolbox.
It's a
that's what his pre-lock box is a toolbox.
Let me tell you how this is going so far.
Please do.
Every round, four rounds have all been knockout rounds.
Amazing.
Three for Dave, one for Sammy, and at the end of four rounds, it is David Lee Roth 9, Sammy 3.
How many total songs are we looking at here?
10 on each.
Okay.
Ten
okay.
rounds. All right. We're cool.
Okay.
These two idiots is what I call it. And all right, let's get back into
Suckers Walk.
Money talks.
But don't put your thumb in my box.
All right.
Lock it up. All right. Lock your thumb up.
All right. Here comes
in my cock.
Sammy Hagar with a track called In the Room. In the Room.
Jesus.
In the Rock Room.
In the Rock. Oh, East.
A slowed down version of Shot in the Dark.
Yeah, right?
Shot in the Dark.
This predates Shot in the Dark.
I know.
No windows, no doors. Out again. There's no way out once you come in.
He's been caught in the room, everybody. Wow. Creepy. Scary. What's it mean? What's it mean?
Doing in the room.
Wow.
What does it mean? All right. Dave's coming into the ring with something that's damn good. Before we go to Dave Festini, I just want to say really quickly, friend of the show, Tom Kelly, songwriter, and with Billy Steinberg, and backing vocals on both of these albums. So friend of the show, Tom Kelly, backing vocals on both of these albums. Also friends of the show, Billy Sheehan and Sammy Hagar. Just want to throw that out there. All right, Dave Festini, is it in the room or is it... Damn good. Think about it. Take your time.
It's in the room I don't want to be in. That's the...
with us? With the two of us?
No, with Sammy.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of creepy half-ass horror song he's trying to pull off here. It's very, very strange. And pretty awful. Damn good, if I could go off on a side tangent here.
You may. Please. Let the whiskey do the talking.
Is where the proof, where you start to see evidence of the fact that Dave didn't leave Van Halen. That's horse shit put out there by the brothers. Because this is clearly a love song to his days in Van Halen.
Yes.
You know, an olive branch, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, meanwhile, the brothers are out there being the douchebags that they are, taking every chance to take a shot.
The Van Halen brothers are
bullies.
They're their own worst enemies.
They're bullies. They're assholes. Alex was the worst.
They couldn't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
So much wasted time with those two fuckers.
Yep. They are the root of all that. And listen, I guarantee you that Dave was a royal pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm sure he
was.
However, he had to be because he was against two of those guys.
But those two idiots, you talk about two idiots, it's the two brothers. I think as time goes on, it's become obvious that it was those two dummies.
History will tell us that.
Screwed all that shit up.
They fucked it up for themselves.
They had such a fucking golden opportunity to keep it going.
And I think Dave went out. He did his two solo albums. He was like, okay, enough of this shit. Let's get the band back together, you know, and it just didn't happen.
They wouldn't have it.
That being said, Damn Good is clearly the better song. I mean, come on. It's not even a contest. Some creepy weird.
I think he's in a mental institution. I think he's in a rubber room where there's no windows, no doors.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to sway your vote.
He's trying to break out of his three lock box.
Yeah, yes. All right. One. So just one so far for Dave. Oh, you're holding up a two.
I'm holding up a two.
Oh, look at this.
Deuces wild.
Look what I got.
Trey. What I appreciate about it, David Lee Roth. Steve Vai on guitar. Who plays bass on this one?
Billy Sheehan.
It's still the Eat 'Em and Smile Band on the album.
Yes. He,
with the addition of Brett Tuggle.
Yes, Brett Tuggle on keyboards.
Former Fabulous Eagle, which was the name of Rick Springfield's band in the 80s.
Oh, cool.
So there we go. He surrounds himself with really good musicians. And it shows on this one even more because it's not just like, let's just play really loud, great rock and roll music. Let's dip into. And I appreciate what you're talking about with the Van Halen days and like sort of the olive branch and talking a little bit about it. And like, you almost feel like you could sit on a porch drinking whiskey, listening to this one and reminiscing with your friends about damn good days. And it's really good. And that same, like, what did you take with that song and you filtered it through fucking cheesecloth or something like that for Sammy Hagar? Like, it's muddled. It's horrible production.
It's bad.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I can't even hear his vocals on. Like, it's awful.
So buried in the mix.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I would vote for some of Sammy's earlier songs over that one. If you were like, hey, we're only going to listen to a Sammy Hagar album and we're going to put a song against a song. Like,
that's the worst song.
That may be one of the worst songs we've heard tonight.
Yeah, it's the worst song so far.
Listen, it's like saying this is a smellier piece of shit than that piece of shit.
Okay, but there are smellier pieces of shit. You want to smell my shit later, it's not going to smell as bad as maybe tomorrow.
All right, so, I mean, it's another knockout round. Every round is a knockout round. This is crazy.
It's not it.
All right.
Yeah.
So, four knockout rounds for Dave, one for Sammy. And at the end of five rounds, David Lee Roth, 12, Sammy, 3.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you something about this next round.
Please.
Round 6 is the round of the dicks.
Okay.
What?
Round 6 is Round of the Dicks.
Okay.
Here comes Sammy Hagar with Rise of the Animal.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Come on. Come on.
Good Lord.
The animal being the dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Here we go.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, the animal is starting to rise. He's starting to get a boner. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this horse shit.
Came out from the room.
Oh, he just came out from the room.
I saw the rising of the moon.
Oh my God. God. Oh, my.
Maybe it's not his dick. Maybe he's a werewolf. Terrible. I felt chilled down to my bones. Are you guys scared?
No.
I must have been this once before. Flashed at the pictures on the wall.
Oh my God.
I saw my reflections in the glass.
It's not even rhyming anymore. You can't even say it. Oh, God.
You saw his reflection in the glass.
In the glass. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We're picking up right from there.
Right,
I was taking a drink. I thought I was going to
spit it right out. Don't spit on your laptop.
So far, I'm intrigued by the story. Okay,
are you?
I'm sorry. I thought it was about his dick. Hey, let me.
Still could be. It still could be.
Oh. Down the hall.
Yeah.
Said to myself, it's got to be the rise of the animal.
What?
Get it up. He said, get it up. The rise of the animal.
In the streets. In the streets. The rise of the animal. It's just got to be.
Uh-huh. This is shit.
I think the moon, by the way, the second line was about the moon, right? That's the woman's ass, right?
It could be. Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be. I got to Lyric Boy. Lyric Boy, get to
it. All right, hold on.
Come on. Lyric Boy. Okay.
Right. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute. What the fuck is the name of this song?
It's Rise of the Animal.
Rise of the Animal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Couldn't tell.
Suckers walk. Money talks. But you can't touch my animal. Okay.
Down the hall.
Here's what I wanted.
Grab a ball.
Here's what I didn't say last time about Damn Good. Dave's voice
is
great.
Yes.
His vocal is great. And that's not something I say a lot, especially when he's singing that type of a song.
Yep, 100%.
He nailed that vocal.
Yes.
All right, so.
It's not about a penis.
All right. But the moon is still a girl's ass.
Well,
I don't know.
Verse two, could I real quick? I thought I heard the crowd scream as I recalled a childhood dream. I saw myself as I stand, caught with the axe in my hand. Then I was pushed.
It's his penis.
No. Then I was pushed out on the stage, and the crowd became a state of rage. I tripped. I fell down to one knee. Said to myself, "It's got to be Rise of the Animal."
Okay, that fucking sucks.
It's
fucking terrible.
Beyond suckage.
It's fucking terrible.
It's worse than sucking.
It's terrible. And look.
There are no words.
And I'm sorry for saying round six was round of the dicks. But
well, it is, because Sammy's a dick for writing this song.
But let me tell you something. Richard Page from Mr.
No.
does backing vocals on this same.
Oh, if you had said he co-wrote this, I would go out and...
No.
These are Keith Olsen. Oh, no, wait a minute. This isn't Keith Olsen on this album.
It is Keith Olsen.
It is Keith Olsen.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant on the Dave song we're about to hear. Richard Page is a Keith Olsen guy.
Is that right?
Tom, what would you
Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly? Tom Kelly sings on Success and Spoil Me.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what about the dick song?
Here comes David Lee Roth with Hot Dog and a Shake.
Double fries, sweat, got make a leap of the dance. Yeah, he's one of the
Look,
I pulled up lyrics on this one too,
first,
by the way.
Who's first? Who's first
is
on this?
This round six.
Schneier's first.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
No. I'm not breaking the format. Go ahead.
I got to be honest. I broke the format. I voted for all of us. but let's talk about it.
It's a terrible Sammy Hagar song. And here's the thing. You were like, well, these are going to be two songs about basically cock. And like,
and you got excited.
I got excited. No, and the beauty of David Lee Roth is he's not trying to hide that. He's like, here you go.
Hot dog and a shake.
Here
that's
we
what,
go.
That's what you're hungry for.
Here it is.
Basically cock.
Look, it might be the bourbon talking.
That was the name of my first album.
Basically cock.
Basically cock.
So I thought that was the name of the band.
No.
Self-titled debut album.
How'd you like my bourbon glass drumming?
That was nice. I thought it was part of the song for a minute.
All right.
It's David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth all the way. All the way. I voted for all of us already. Go ahead.
Please.
It's a perfect example. Dave takes nonsensical bullshit and makes it into a great song. Right. Like, what the hell is he saying?
Which part? All of it.
Read anything, Lyric Boy.
I see you shaking and shimmy across the burger shop floor. I see you. I never seen a woman move so slow. I'm dying. French frying by the seat of my pants. Take a bite of double fries. Swear to God, it makes you late for the dance.
Doesn't make any damn sense.
Here's one for the road.
It's awesome.
One shot for the real go-getter. Silly rabbit, you know just what it takes. A hot dog and a shake. All right. My stomach's making noise. I'm having dinner late because I got to be kept in a cool, dry place. Just like any bowl of cherries when the cream is rising to the top. You find your real bottom line is when your spine snap crackles and pops. Pal.
That's what you're hungry for.
I'm telling you, man. I think Alex Van Halen was just as much of a dick as I think he is. You just said that Dave was like a poet. And it's stupid. It's nonsensical.
But no one talks like that.
No. It's such a great comparison that Sammy just makes something that just doesn't make any sense at all.
No sense.
And then
sense.
Dave makes something that makes no sense at all, and you're you're playing your glass. Like,
yeah, it's
give me one to go, hey buddy. Take a number. She can't say no to what it takes.
That's you're goddamn
hot
right.
Hot dog and a shake. All right, so another knockout round. Every single fucking round is a knockout round. We're six rounds in, five rounds for Dave, one for Sammy. At the end of six rounds, it's 15.
Yeah.
For Dave, three for Sammy. Right.
I just want to let you
Sammy
know.
Sammy literally has to win every single vote from the next four rounds.
But that's okay. Does Warner Brothers just fire the guy who brought Sammy
had
over
to have,
from,
right?
from Capitol?
Well, but this is the second album.
Oh, my God.
This wasn't even the debut on Warner Brothers,
look,
right?
The next album is VOA, and it's got a song called Dick in the Dirt.
Yeah, well.
She knocked Dick in the Dirt.
So, at the end of this whole thing, I pulled up the spreadsheet of like all our versus episodes, and I've looked up what's the biggest discrepancy in score. So, I mean, the Beatles and the Beach Boys were one, but there was another one. I think the David Lee Roth Van Halen one was huge.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Eat 'Em and Smile against OUA 1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Here comes round seven. Now, look, let me tell you this, though. You can't go into every round thinking Sammy's going to lose.
No.
All right?
It's a safe bet.
I mean, listen, I voted for you. She's driving me crazy.
Okay, you did.
Bet.
You did, but that's
Your
a song
love is
that
driving
knew.
Me crazy.
But that's
or
a song you
fuck.
Knew. Your love is driving me crazy. Okay, so here comes round seven. Here's Sammy Hagar with I Wouldn't Change a Thing.
Play me something that it doesn't blow.
Okay.
And we'll, you
All
know.
Right. Okay. All right. This is I Wouldn't Change a Thing.
All right. Except everything.
Producer. Record label.
You trust in me, I trust in you.
Dude.
The world changes, baby, we've been through.
Through, okay. I think Pooh is next.
The good times come, and the good times fly.
I thought it was going to be Fly Away. Grab me another beer.
I don't know. It's not quite clear.
Okay, clear. All right, okay.
But in a couple of days, it should be fine.
Clothesline?
Hard time.
That's fine. I'd have gone with Clothesline, but that's all right.
Wait, you gotta wait.
Oh, not yet. I got a good line. Go ahead. It's fine.
Go ahead.
No. I'll remember.
You remember it? Because I never remember.
I will.
When I have a good line, I never remember it. I'll remember it.
I shouldn't even listen to the next song because I know what I'm voting for, but that's okay.
All right. Now, this next song by Dave, I would equate it when I had a stand up comedy career because the song is called Stand Up. Mm. And one of the lines is, the more you do it, the less you fall down. And that's really how I felt about stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
The more I did it, the less I bombed.
Sure.
Even though bombing's fucking fun. I got to be honest with you, it is.
I want to hear more about that later.
All right, here we go. That one was written by Roth and Tuggle, just like Paradise was also written by Dave Lee Roth and Brett Tuggle. Okay. All right, Dave Festini, we got Sammy Hagar, I Wouldn't Change a Thing, and Dave Lee Roth, Stand Up.
So, Stand Up is where I think the Dave fans kind of went, what's happening?
Yeah.
And they're not wrong. This is It's not the worst song on the album. That is yet to come. but it's not great, this one. That whole intro. I mean, when it gets to the chorus, it's catchy enough, but this isn't what we're looking for from Dave. And I think this is where he let the 5150 stuff get to his head. Like, this is a misfire for him. However, still not nearly as bad as that fucking Sammy Hagar song, which... I think you were trying to lead us down a path in the beginning, like, give him a chance. This one's not terrible. You know, it's terrible.
If I had it all to do over again, I wouldn't change a thing.
No.
Even though they've gone through some hard times,
he
wouldn't change. He'd still go for that girl.
Every one of these things sounds like it came from some bad movie. They're like bad movie soundtrack songs. They're terrible.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
I will take The Girl Gets Around
from Footloose, but that's a fucking great song.
Any of this shit.
But that's a fucking great song.
What's the Sammy Hagar song on Vision Quest?
Dick in the Dirt?
No. I'll Fall in Love Again.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
You Do What You Want to
Do.
That's a good one too.
I mean, maybe soundtrack Sammy is good.
Winner Takes It All from fucking Over the Top.
Sure.
Why not?
All of the songs we've heard tonight, except for Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy. These sound like bad soundtrack songs, and this one is no exception.
Okay, freaking terrible. All right,
and Dave on one of his worst days is beating Sammy in this round.
All right, now do you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, I do. I'm going to tell you that my vote is for David Lee Roth, even though that is not. That's the start. What I'm going to say is about Sammy Hagar's song, but the David Lee Roth song is a weaker. It's weak, right? It's not great, but it's good enough to win. It's just his vocal. I don't like his vocals on it.
It's not good.
It's not great. That's Sammy Hagar. Like, it's a fucking kids bop song. It's a kids incorporated. It's kids incorporated. Like, you're like, it's terrible. Like,
wow,
it's, let's
wow,
rhyme
wow.
words.
Holy
that,
cow.
That let's
holy
line and fine and fucking
is,
suck or whatever.
A,
like,
it's a terrible lyricist.
I love when the kids sing fucking suck.
Sure. I mean, that's.
He's a terrible lyricist.
He's a terrible lyricist.
Not all the time.
No.
Oh my God.
But
not,
this
I don't
is,
know, man.
Right now.
This album is
what do you
terrible.
Mean,
right?
Is that those are his lyrics?
Yeah,
Pat. That this
blind, is it. Blind Squirrel territory. I mean, like,
song,
how many crappy songs okay. do you have to write before you finally write
the,
a good
the,
one?
Here's the other point I want to make. About
what's
this
the Rick
Sammy
Springfield song?
"I've Done Everything for You."
That's a great song.
It
That's
is
a great song. Okay,
but
Rick's version is better.
Right.
If I was to go into ChatGPT and try to write a Sammy Hagar song, guess what would pop out? This fucking song. Because every other word at the end of every line, something rhymes, and I'm like, oh,
but that's
oh,
not
great.
That's not the first time, nor is it the last. It'll
happen
I'm
not
again.
Saying it is. I'm just saying,
Sammy's best friend is a thesaurus.
Okay, great. Like, good for him. Good. Great.
All right. So,
and I'm sure it's even better now that he can fucking Google like what rhymes with this. Mm. What rhymes with this? Sorry, I'm angry about this song
okay.
because
it's
it
okay.
is a terrible
Nobody
song.
Wants a Charlie in the
maybe
box.
Maybe it's just one idiot. I should have said this is just one idiot, not two. All right, so what's
now,
your vote?
Now, Dave's an idiot in the right way.
He is.
My vote's for David Lee Roth, of course.
All right, so that's two for Dave.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
See, I told you. I told you he was leading us down a path.
I was leading you. I was leading him. But I'm going to be honest, because that's how we do it here.
Right, that's how we do.
I do like, I Wouldn't Change a Thing. I do like that
song.
Come on, man.
But right now, in this moment, listening to those two back to back, I was grooving and moving to Stand Up. And because I always, when I hear that song, I do think
and,
of Stand Up.
Right, and applying it to your life.
Yes.
Because it is a yeah, there is a message there.
So it is. The more you do it, the less you fall down, and that goes for anything.
Yes.
But so my it's a knockout round.
Okay, good
for David Lee Roth.
All right.
So that's six knockout rounds to one knockout round, and at the end of seven rounds, it's David Lee Roth 18, Sammy Hagar 3. Now look. Sammy can't win.
No.
But we're going to keep going.
Of course we are. That's what we do. It's what we do.
But in real life, Sammy wins. At this table,
in real life,
big. But in real life,
Sammy's winning.
Sammy's winning big time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Okay, so.
This is where it counts. Let's be honest.
In stand-up comedy, for me, you almost have to enjoy bombing. Because it's going to happen more than killing, especially when you start. So you almost have to embrace it a bit. You almost have to, like, I can remember being on stage and bombing and just laughing about it because it's you're all there.
Well, that's it.
And calling attention to it. That was the thing that I hated when I would see someone bombing and they're just plowing through it. And they know they're bombing and the audience knows they're bombing and their friends that are watching, we all know you're bombing.
So can I ask a question? You were able to pivot from that and go, I'm going to embrace this instead of wallow in it or try to push through. You were like, haha, okay.
You never embraced it enough to fully kill or get them on your side. But you have to at least let the audience know, look, I also know I'm not doing well. So I would always acknowledge that I wasn't doing well. And then it would give you a little humanity.
Would you get a little bit from the audience
we get it.
Okay, we understand, Pat.
Knows,
we get it.
He knows. He's not an idiot. He knows he's not doing well. And so you do a little bit better. You certainly wouldn't destroy, but you'd have some dignity when you left.
Yeah.
And also, I got to be honest, when you're in the back of the room and one of your best buddies is up there and he's bombing, it is the greatest fucking night of your life. Because now when you guys go out to the bar, to the restaurant afterwards, you fucking make fun of that guy all night long. And he laughs about it too. He's like, why did I say
hopefully,
that?
Right? Like, hopefully, right? Like, hopefully that's what happens.
Yeah, because you have to have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you do stand up, everyone who does it the first time does great.
Yeah.
And then not.
Well, because the first time you have an audience who I'm assuming you've invited people you know, or
No.
Is that what you mean? Or like, okay.
I would rather be in front of 1,000 people that I didn't know.
Okay.
Than to have 4 family members.
Interesting.
In the audience.
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's just like, you're just like,
yeah,
I gotta do well.
Okay.
Like strangers, that's the way to go. I mean, I did a show once for 6 people. And it was in like it was a little restaurant thing, and it was like a train car, and I show up to do the gig. My roommate at the time went with me, who wasn't a comedian, and there's 6 people, and I said to my roommate, I go, they're not going to do the show, it's going to be canceled, and then the guy goes, all right, you ready? I was like, what the fuck? Are you
yeah, fucking sick? For I 6 said, fucking people.
I said,
people.
There's 6 people. He goes, they're here to see
make
the show.
Make them laugh, clown boy.
You want to get paid, and I killed that night.
Yeah.
Like the whole drive home, my roommate was like, how did you do that? 6 people. You made 6 people laugh. And I was like, I don't even know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know. But so it's an unpredictable
All right.
art form for Good. Sure. Unless you're Seinfeld.
Yeah, fuck them.
All right. Round 8. And no chance for the Red Rocker.
No.
Diamond. They both have nicknames. They're idiots.
Diamond Dave.
Red Rocker.
Red Rocker.
Well, all right.
What?
But I wondered.
Do you have background here?
Did Diamond Dave? I feel like Red Rocker. He branded
made up his own. He made up
Rocker.
His own nickname.
I don't know.
Which
Dave
is the
called
worst.
Nobody
Diamond
makes
Dave.
Up. Nobody should make your own nickname.
You don't
You're
make up
given
your own.
A nickname.
Yeah.
Could That's
you,
it.
Could you call me Patty Blades?
No.
All right. This is Sammy Hagar, round 8, with a song called Growing Up.
Play it for us, Patty Blades. Oh, yeah.
All right, Growing Up from okay. Sammy Hagar is going to go against David Lee Roth and a song in round 8 called Hina. H-I-N-A. Hina.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I used to go on the, it was the DLR Army message boards.
Right. Yeah.
And argue with
I've
people.
Been there.
And I would argue with people. And my handle was General Hina. And Schmidt would always go in there and go, and then text me like, oh, fucking God, General Hina is fucking killing it today. I go, those fucking idiots. All right, here's Hina. It starts out low.
Yeah.
Polished off this bottle of bourbon.
Did. Yeah, we did.
Sammy will do that to you.
Like, I'm drinking it neat right now.
Yeah, I'm basically drinking it neat at this point.
Give it to Dave if he needs some.
Finish it off. The rest of it's yours.
And then just smash that against the wall.
Blood.
Round eight.
Oh, that's me.
Dave Schneier.
Oh, good Lord.
Is it Growing Up or is it Hina?
All right. So I decided to pull up the lyrics on Growing Up.
That's because you're a lyric
and
boy.
And it's not bad.
Right. Right.
It's not a bad song. It may be the second best song on this album so far, which is a low bar.
Your Love It Is Driving Me Crazy is a 10.
That's a 10.
It is a 10.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
This one's about
consider the source. It's a 20.
This is a 4 out of 10 and is the second best song. No, it's not bad. I like the David Lee Roth song better because, I don't know. So what years, 82 and 86?
Hold on now, friend.
Sorry. Just curious.
82 and 88.
82 and 88. The production just sounds so much better on David Lee Roth's album, too.
That's six.
I know. I don't want to just sit here and go like, well.
And again, Keith Olsen produced the first Fleetwood Mac album with Stevie and Lindsey.
Which is great.
And it sounds amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And this sounds like garbage.
It's really, the production is thin at best.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
My vote's for David Lee Roth. It's just, it's a better song.
One for
sonically, vocally, all kinds of
things.
This is not a bad Sammy song. I just can't vote for it.
All right. One for Hina. Dave Fastini.
In full disclosure.
All right.
I just added Hina to my, I make playlists for every quarter of the year.
Okay.
I just added Hina to the third quarter playlist.
Oh, okay.
So I love the song Hina. But with Sammy, and you ever take a dump that doesn't smell?
It doesn't smell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's this song. It's like, it's a bad song, but it doesn't stink.
Okay.
Okay. You know.
It's the greatest question you've ever asked before.
Pretty good.
Compared to all the other crap.
Yes.
This one's not as crappy, but it's not good.
You walk in and you're like, hey, who took a shit in here?
Right. So my vote is for, obviously, for David Lee Roth.
Okay.
Right, fair enough.
Oh.
All right. I like any song that takes me back to high school or those type of things.
There it is.
And I never really enjoyed Hina. I still don't even know what it's about.
But it doesn't matter.
It does because I know what Growing Up's about. And I don't know what Hina's about. And Growing Up.
It's a woman. Hina's a woman.
I know it's a woman.
Well, then you do know what
it's
about.
But I don't know what about the woman. All I know is her name, Hina.
Isn't she a movie? She's a movie queen.
She's a movie queen?
Yeah. All right.
Well, anyway. Two for Dave and one for Sammy. Because I really do love that song. Like when I make a Sammy mixtape, Growing Up is one of the songs I put on.
Love it. Okay.
See the girls in their summer clothes, all the boys in rough and tough.
What does that even mean?
I like the next lyric though about
I'm just bored because this old town got me down. I'm just growing up. I can't get around. Growing up, face the facts. I'm so glad I found out I must be growing up. Feels like I'm winding down or breaking loose. I put together a new plan. I'm sticking to it. I'm not tired. I'm just bored to come. Oh, man.
Well, you're reading it like a douche.
Because it is. Because it's written by a douche.
Hina. All right, look.
Hina rocks,
look,
man.
That's all right.
Look,
giving Sammy one vote doesn't do any
damage.
Doesn't.
Yes,
it doesn't do any fucking damage.
Legitimizes the crap.
The only thing it does is it breaks the run of knockout rounds. But really, I never really liked Hina. Like when I was General Hina on the DLR Army, it was because I didn't like that song. So at the end of the eight rounds, it's David Lee Roth.
Good Lord.
20. Sammy. Four.
All right. Nope. Not the worst yet. It's not the worst yet.
It doesn't matter how. Whenever I read Sammy's score, he knows what it is, but he still laughs like a fucking idiot.
All right. Not the worst yet.
All right. Here we go. Keep your.
I will.
I love
don't
that you,
worry.
You have this chart. What do you call this?
A spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet. That's right. Hey, we're a whole half a bottle of bourbon in.
That's true. What's after this?
Fucking 1 a.m.
Is it really?
Fuck it.
I couldn't tell at all.
I tell you what, you guys made the right choice with picking this one.
I was up at 4:15 today.
I was up at 6 a.m.
I'm up at 6.
I'm approaching being up for 24 hours.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And you know what?
And you've only napped once.
And I'm proud of you. You're doing good so far.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What time do you think we'll wake up tomorrow?
I'll be up at 6. I guarantee 6 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
As soon as you wake up, text me. We're going to go to breakfast at a place called Duke's.
Duke's.
Okay. And the waitresses
are they sassy?
You want taters or maters?
That's what we got. They fill you.
You take one sip
of
your drink.
They fill me with what?
You take one sip of your drink, whatever it is. They fucking fill it immediately.
Good.
They're like right there.
Fill it, lady.
It's actually too much.
Fill my cup.
You need to take a step back. Jesus.
Yeah. He's fucking
What's
having,
wrong with you?
You may be having too much fun. You must be growing up. All right, here we go. This is Sammy Hagar with a song called... All right, you guys got to listen up. Yeah, come on. Be serious.
I know, in your heads,
you're already voting for Dave for two more times. I feel like you're not even in the game right now. That's not the way I play this game.
That's not necessarily true.
All right.
Because Sammy's got to walk if he could pull it off, and I think it's this round.
All right,
here we go. Round 9. This is Sammy with Never Give Up.
Never Surrender.
Come on.
It's Galaxy Quest. From the movie Galaxy Quest. Iron Eagle
8. Here we go. Never Give Up. Ow. Ouch. Ow.
My ears are bleeding.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? Good or bad?
Oh, Jesus. There's a lot riding on this chorus.
Here it comes. There's not a lot to it. The rhyming on this one.
Don't you tell me that it's out of bounds.
Oh,
all right.
Downs and bounds.
Easy. Rhyming is always tricky. Springsteen's one of the worst rhymers. I got to be honest. All right.
Really? You're going to compare this to Springsteen? Is Springsteen one of the worst rhymers? I'm offended.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here comes Dave with perfect timing. Woof. Written by Roth and Tuggle again.
Is this just a passing fancy or another passing game? Is this just a little something that fallen angels play?
Right, perfect timing, or Never Give Up. Never Give Up went to number 46.
Really?
Yeah.
Stand Up.
I'm going back. Where? I'm going back a bit. Stand Up went to number 64. It's very strange. All right, Dave Festini.
Stand Up.
What do you got? This is your first final word.
This is by far the worst song on the David Lee Roth album. Mm. The question is it bad enough to be worse than whatever Sammy's throwing out?
Never Give Up, number 46 on the charts.
And
top,
it's,
top 50.
It is.
Do you need lyrics to either of them? I don't.
This All is right. a bad David Lee Roth song. It's bad. It's not good. God. And it's close. But and I meant
and it's close.
Laughing like the Joker.
I meant it when I said there's a lot riding on the chorus, because the verses did nothing for me in the Sammy Hagar song.
Yeah.
But the chorus of that Sammy Hagar song beats the sing-songy.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm going to throw Sammy a bone.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
You might just be up for breakfast.
Oh, God. It's
so funny that you say, like, well, let's get to the Sammy chorus.
Oh, no.
If I may, please.
Don't make me regret my guess.
No, no.
Or my vote.
I'll never give up. No, I'll never give up on you. I'll never give up. No, I'll never give up. That's the chorus.
But when you just read it, it doesn't...
I'm aware of
as opposed
that.
To perfect timing. Yeah. It's, you know...
That, you can read anything that terribly. David,
I understand. But that's the point of part of my
if
job.
If anything,
here.
There's at least more words.
Jesse is a friend.
Hey, oh, whoa. Hey, whoa, slow down.
He's a good friend of mine.
Slow down.
See what I mean?
Oh, no, I don't see what you mean. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't want to...
Jump. Might as well jump.
I don't want to...
Go ahead and jump.
Either of these songs. I'd rather not vote for either of these songs.
Well, you
got
to vote for...
Oh, it's a shit sandwich.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you want to drink piss or eat shit?
Right.
I'm going to drink piss, and I'm going to vote for Sammy.
All right, there we go.
Because it's,
oh, God, is it going to be a Sammy knockout?
The thing.
Is that how bad perfect timing is?
Because it's harmless. The Sammy song is harmless. Of all his stupid lyrics and disgusting lyrics and everything,
I'll never give up on you.
This is a very harmless song.
Had my share of ups and downs. Don't you tell me that it's out of bounds.
The statement here is that David Lee Roth has made a song so terrible
that he's made Sammy Hagar
that
seem great.
That's three people voted against him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Now I don't know how I know how it's gonna end.
Not
Roth
well.
Wins.
Not okay. Well.
Here we go. After 9 rounds, 8 of those rounds have been knockout rounds, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 going to Dave.
How
and
is it?
Two
the,
going
how
to
is
Sammy.
It your tally is the best when you're drunk. How is that?
I don't
happening?
Know. Okay. I have no idea. Right. Well, maybe I drink every time now.
Maybe.
And at the end of the 9 rounds,
uh-huh.
And get ready for Festini and just fucking laugh his ass off. David Lee Roth 20.
David Lee Woff.
David Lee Woff 20.
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar, 7.
You're enjoying this way too much.
A little better than 4, though. A little better than 4.
My goodness, it is.
All right. We're closing it out. Look. Congratulations to you, David Festini.
Thank you.
For flipping the coin correctly so that we could do
this episode.
These two
this is
idiots.
The perfect time, actually. Perfect time to do this. It was midnight.
Midnight.
Like, perfect time to do this.
We're laughing. It's keeping us awake. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, guys. First of all, thank
Quite
you for
welcome.
Thank you for driving down here. Thank you for recording 3 episodes today.
It's our
first
pleasure.
Day.
We're doing one more after this?
I don't know about
okay,
that.
Okay, just...
I would.
Semi-kidding, but I could.
I would do it.
I could do one.
I could do it. All right. Here comes Sammy Hagar.
Jesus.
Here comes Sammy Hagar. I can't believe you're awake. Because the last time we did this...
I was asleep. I was like...
How did you not fall out of your chair?
I almost called the ambulance last time we did this at night.
Listen, kids. CPAP. That's all I got to say. Okay. The CPAP machine will do wonders. Okay.
And again, tomorrow my wife's going to yell at me, why'd you keep those boys in? That's my wife's voice. Why'd you keep those boys out till 1:12
in
the morning?
She sounds like an old lady from the South.
She's
like
out.
John Cougar Mellencamp's grandma.
Yeah. Was a dark arena.
She's going to come downstairs.
All right, here comes Sammy Hagar with a song called I Don't Need Love.
Of course he doesn't.
He doesn't
He's
need
the
it.
Red Ronker.
He's not getting any tonight.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Oh, Christ.
Oh. Okay. Ha. Huh.
Right?
Come on. Action.
I'm sure she does, Sam.
Attraction.
Please.
Jeez. All right.
All right. You don't want to what?
Make enough, I think. Well, maybe not.
Fluff?
He doesn't need love. He just wants to fuck, right?
Okay.
Is that what he? That's not what he said.
I don't know. That's how my interpretation is always like that.
Ooh.
Jesus.
All right. I don't need love. I don't need love by Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Is going to take on a song called Two Fools More Than a Minute.
What?
Just two fools a minute.
Okay.
All right. You know this song.
I love this song.
I wonder how this is going to happen here.
Full disclosure.
Let's see how this happens.
I don't even remember the song, so let's see if it can do some damage to my earbuds. That's not a sentence. I just drank some bourbon neat.
Doll, say one for me and try not to laugh.
Who's got the time?
Who hold the horses? Now you see it, now you don't.
Right.
Now I've seen everything.
At least everything I want.
Tasty, very sweet. Hunt me for the life of me. Tell me, baby, please. That unexpected company.
So it's up the road, turn right next Thursday. Think that's where I'm gone.
Take one for yourself now, Billy. Don't be shy.
Hey, look at that hard ass work.
Okay.
We was making something up.
All right. So, round 10.
Round 10.
Dave Schneier.
Yep.
Two Fools a Minute from David Lee Roth and I Don't Need Love from Samuel Hagar.
I don't know many things. We all have done that. But I don't know how they buried the Sammy Hagar song. It's not a bad song at all. Whether we want to mock his rhyming or what, if he's talking about fucking or sucking or whatever.
Are you going to vote for this shit?
Would you just wait a second?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You just wait a second. You just wait.
You're no good.
My house.
You're no good.
You don't like it?
You're never goony goo goo.
Yeah. You've never been no good.
It's not a bad song, and they buried it as the last one. They should have raised it a little higher. Yep. It's a good song. The David Lee Roth one sounds like he was like, hey, fuck you, Van Halen. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a Van Halen song.
Yeah.
This sounds very much like I'm having fun again. It's Eddie. This is when Van Halen had fun. And that's what it sort of sounds like to me. Okay, maybe you don't agree, but that's okay. It's a tough vote for me on this one, actually. I like both songs.
All right, let's go Desert Island on it.
Tell you what, here we go. Get your coin out.
There's a lot of alcohol.
Fuck you, my coin.
Get your coin.
I'm not flipping coin on
you. No, you can't flip a coin. You got to choose.
Because you got to fucking choose.
You got to man up.
Because it's a clear winner.
Yeah, you got to man up though.
And it's not Sammy.
I don't know that there's a clear winner.
Oh, come on.
My vote is for Sammy Hagar.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah, wow. I like that song.
All right.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar.
All right.
You got to get out of your goddamn mind.
Well, I am. That's the bourbon talking right now.
All right. There we go. I marked it with a blue. It's so funny. What happened?
Green's gone. Bye, green.
Listen.
You know what's funny? The red marker's for Dave. It should have been seen. Sammy Hagar's the red rocker, and I've got the red marker. But I have the Dave is in red.
We need to record this entire episode over.
No, this is gold. This is drunken gold.
Listen, gee, what are you picking?
Even with this is clearly Dave, last song of the album. Let's do something fun. Let's do something funny. It's a good time.
Just he's talking around.
It out. Yeah, like, oh, take one for yourself now, Billy. It is pure David Lee Roth. so much fun, catchy as hell. Are you kidding me by picking Sammy Shitbag Hagar? Are you serious?
Shitbag.
And it's, you know, it's spot. Not only is it fun and like a jokey song, but the musicianship is there because he's letting the guys do their thing. Fuck off.
He's letting him flex.
This is Dave.
Okay.
Every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Great.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I love it. I told you before it even started, I love this song.
Great.
It beats whatever Sammy's, that Sammy. I don't need love. And I don't need Sammy's bullshit. It's Steve. Okay. Stop it. Come on. How'd you vote for that crap? I'll flip a coin right in your ass. Are you serious?
I'm not
you
looking for that.
You did it just to spite me.
No, I didn't. No, I really didn't. I really didn't. This was a tough decision for me.
Stop it.
Coin in your ass.
That's what we've gotten to right now.
All right. Here we go.
All right, Pat. Break the tie.
Final word.
I'm sorry.
Please, dear God.
I never really liked I Don't Need Love.
Okay.
I wonder
like,
why.
Like, I like, and let me tell you something. Before we started this.
Yeah.
I thought Three Lock Box was going to do way better because I kind of like the album.
Is that the name of the album?
Yeah, Three Lock Box.
Okay. Of course it is.
Yeah. I kind of like the album. I like, I easily like five songs a lot. Like, I would put those on a Sammy Hagar mix.
Okay.
Right.
And this David Lee Roth album, Skyscraper, I was kind of dismissive of it a lot because it's not Eat 'Em and Smile.
Yes.
And I also think A Little Ain't Enough is a fucking kick-ass album. I really like that album. That's the one that comes after this.
It's Sensible Shoes. It's got some really good songs on it.
Yeah, it's got some good stuff. So yeah. I was always a little dismissive of this album. So in this round, I hear I Don't Need Love, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Straight-ahead rock song. It's better than it's better than Remember the Heroes. Better than In the Room.
My ass
it's
better is better than
It's better than Rise
Heroes.
Of the Animal. It's better than those three, which I hate.
Yeah.
Silence.
And
is
Two
better
Fools
than...
a Minute. Are you going to let me finish?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to let me bring it?
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Turn off my
mic. Two Fools a Minute. I couldn't have told you what that song sounded like at all until I hit play. And I loved it. So my vote is for Two Fools a Minute.
There you go.
All right. So let me do the count. Boom for Sammy. Okay. Boom, boom for Dave. Okay. Let me make sure this adds up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 20, that's right. Right?
5, carry 10, the 15, one.
20, 25, 30. Okay. All right. So, yes, go ahead.
Two Fools Born a Minute is all of the.
Two Fools a Minute.
But it's. Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop saying Two Fools Born a Minute. That's the bourbon talking.
It's all the fun that got sucked out of Van Halen.
Okay.
Like at the end when he's joking around about who's going to drive. Yeah. Like. If you compare it to Inside, which is an abomination, that's at the end of 5150.
Which is the one that I voted over House of Pain or whatever the fuck.
Well, yeah.
All right.
You know, like, it is like I said, it's all the fun that was sucked out of Van Halen.
Well, Alex and Eddie are not fun guys.
No, they're not. They're not fun guys.
They're miserable guys.
Yeah.
All right. So, final tally.
May he rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. That. Greatest guitar player. Rock and Peace, even.
Right.
David Lee Roth, 22.
Yeah.
He's enjoying this so much. Really. Sammy Hagar, 8.
8.
All right.
Single digits for the Red Rocker.
I don't even know what the playout song will be. I might just fucking play Just Like Paradise again, because I don't know. I don't even know what to do. But anyway, I thought it was going to be way closer. I really did.
Nope.
And that was a fucking...
22 to 8.
That was a killer.
All right. Can I give you some numbers?
No.
Okay.
No, you can't. Go ahead. You made a spreadsheet. Please do.
We did the Cars versus Loverboy versus Duran Duran debut albums. The Cars won 20-5-2.
Wow.
David Lee Roth over Van Halen, 21-9.
Okay. Wow.
And the Beatles over the Beach Boys, 33-6.
So that's still the one.
That's the one.
33-6.
What year was the Three Lock Box?
It was 82. I think it's 1982 and then 1988.
When was Footloose?
84.
Were you hoping he released that one before?
You were saying you didn't know what the playout song was going to be. I was going to say, make it The Girl Gets Around.
But he lost, I can't give it to him.
You want to go with something from Crazy from the Heat?
I can, sure. Sure. Let's do...
I love Coconut Grove.
That's a great song. Coconut Grove.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Dave Schneier, where do we find you?
All over the place. At Dave Schneier.
When you're drunk, I'm all over the place.
I'm everywhere, ladies.
Whatever.
At Dave Schneier.
You're a married man. What's wrong with you? I'm everywhere, ladies.
You know where to get it.
What the fuck does that mean?
What are you on? Are you on the apps? Are you on Hinge?
No.
My God.
And I have a blog, so go read it if you want.
Yeah, ladies.
Dave. Ladies. Check out the blog, ladies.
Because that really turns them on.
Send me your email address. I'll send you some pictures.
No, you can find Dave on OnlyFans.
Check out my new OnlyFans page.
Oh, God.
We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. He's coming up. He's laughing too hard. We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. And go to patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast to support the show monetarily if you'd like.
You should do that.
Do that.
Thank you. And Dave Festini.
Come see my band, Mother Cover. You can see us. Find us on Instagram at Mother Cover, MotherCover. Leave off the last E. And you can find me around social media at D Festini.
Ladies.
Ladies.
And with that.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night.
And with that, please enjoy. What? What did we say? What?
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove from the EP Crazy from the Heat. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Seems like a mistake. But we're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah. All right. A little bit of a light pour, but okay.
Wow. It was a little bit of a light pour. You're not going anywhere.
You just have to walk.
That seems too much.
Fairly decent amount of steps.
All right. We're going to kick this bottle.
Are we?
Yeah, we're going to do shots.
Oh, my. No, we're not. That would be a bad decision.
Look at this pussy pour over here.
What?
Okay, now it's good. Now it's good.
My God.
Not you, him.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure which pussy you were talking about.
All right, and then here we go. Add the ginger beer. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Drink this in Hogwarts?
No? Butter beer.
No. Mm. Oh.